Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. We're looking forward to another great night, and let's go ahead and welcome two of our special guests tonight. We have Adrian with us. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Roy, and we're having another great night of Astral Mind 2012, and we're hoping that everybody's having a very good year. So far, it's kind of been a little rough for everybody because of the weather changes and all the earth changes and everything, and basically all the mess that we're in with the economy, and we're praying that everything gets better for the economy. And with everybody's, their financial situations and their love lives. So we pray for those people and hope that everything's out really well. However, we have come up with some new technologies, which I like to talk a little bit about with what me and Roy do. We're both hypnotists and deprogrammers. And what I mean by deprogrammers is what we do is we go into the DNA and deprogram it into a more positive way of thinking. So what we do is we take out all the negative things and put in all the positive things to how we're being affected. So that's what we do. And I've come up with a different technology, and it's very similar to psychology, but you're using more of your right brain, your creative and spontaneous mind, your subconscious mind. And basically what you're doing is as you're rolling the dice, you're telling a story about your life and the situation that you're in. And these metaphors start popping up. And the metaphors are the symbols on the dice. So it's going to start telling you more about your life, going to go into why you're having the kind of problems that you're having. And it just kind of, it's like a movie, like you're the director and you just kind of make your own movie as you roll the dice. There's four sets of dice. One is for emotional, and the other one is for money and more of the material. And then the other one is more of, you go with more into the supernatural. Now, the supernatural is what we call the superconscious mind, which is connected to your subconscious mind. That's the mind where, you know, where we pray, we see angels, we intervene with our higher selves, which is part of God. And our higher selves is part of God. So that's that connection where we're all making, start tapping into that higher consciousness. And that's called alter state. And do you want to explain a little bit about alter state, Roy, what that does?
Now, we just recently, you know, met with a group of, you know, hypnotherapists and hypnotists, and one of the hypnotists that gave us some information about this ultra state, in which a lot of people, you know, this is almost like a new technology. What it is, it, instead of, you know, taking, you know, somebody into hypnosis and taking them to the very lowest level, what you do once they reach that state, then you take the subconscious level all the way to its peak. And then once it's at the highest level, then that helps to clear, you know, any, you know, core issues or, you know, blockages or whatever that might be, you know, in the subconscious. It's very effective. And we've seen some excellent results from it. And I just wanted to share, we are going to be limited on our time tonight, so we need to move right along. I was hoping to get a two-hour show, and it looks like we're down to a half-hour show tonight. And so we're going to have to move right along now. Richie, is there anything you wanted to share real quickly?
Well, I just wanted to tell everybody out there, Happy New Year. 2014, and hope for a better year for all of us. It's whatever we're going through, that God be with you. And thank you, and that's what I wanted to share with you. Thank you.
And we thank you, Ritzy, for sharing that message to all our callers and listeners out there. But let's go with this caller from the 510 area. You're on
Hi,
the air.
How are you? Hello,
and what's
Hi,
your
name
first
Tasha.
Name and where are you from?
Tasha, calling from California.
And again, we welcome you to our show. My name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy, Adrian, and Ritzy. And how can we help you tonight?
Are y'all doing a second reading?
Well, tell us what you've been experiencing, and we're going to work with that.
I'm really smelling right now, just turning, getting ready to look for a place to move into.
So you've been looking for a new place to move into. Are you moving away from the location that you were at?
I'm moving back into, I'm already away from the location where I was at.
Okay. Okay, and now, Adrian, what are you getting for her?
Okay, well, first, let me know the situation. What have you been experiencing? What are the things that are not working in your life right now that you would like to work?
Just right now, moving.
You're moving, okay. Okay, that's pretty simple. And what do you want to do about moving? What do you want to know about moving?
Like, when do you see me moving? How long would it take?
Do I see you moving?
Yeah.
So you just want a time frame on that. And that's pretty simple. Well, you know, the truth is I can tell you a time frame, but we know that the future is always changing constantly because of our choices and our free agency to choose what direction we want to go in our path. So I'm going to say, you know, I could tell you a time frame, and we could stick with that. But if, you know, there may not be there. I can't guarantee an accuracy on that, but usually I'm pretty accurate on time frames, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to use my pendulum, and it's going to tell me a time frame. Do you want the days and the months, or do you want
years?
Yeah,
the days and the months.
The days and the months. Okay. So let's start off with the month.
Okay.
Okay. And so what I'm getting from the pendulum is it's swinging towards next month. That's the second week of next month.
Okay.
So it's saying the second week of next month you will be moving.
Okay. Can you also ask if the pendulum see me and Andre getting married? Will we marry?
Will you marry?
Yeah. Will me and Andre get married?
Okay. Let me go ahead and muscle test that. And if the pendulum swings right, that means yes. If the pendulum swings no, that means no. This is all muscle testing, the pendulum.
Okay.
But instead of using the pendulum, I'm gonna flip a coin. And if the coin, this is also part of muscle testing. If the coin lands tails, that means no response. If it lands on heads, then it's saying yes, okay?
No.
So let me see where it lands. I'm going to flip it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it landed on heads. I'm going to roll it three times.
Okay.
Saying no on tails. That's no response. And it landed on heads again, so it's saying yes on that.
Okay. Okay, you see when?
What'd you say?
Can you see when? What month? I just want to know what month that around would take.
That's going to be next month.
For the marriage? No, I know
yes.
The movie is.
It'll probably be about the end of next month.
For the marriage?
Yeah.
That soon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because
this person
wants to rush things. Now, if you don't want to rush things, then that's up to you. But I'm picking up that he wants to rush things.
Would that be a good move for me? Because I've been kind of like dragging my feet on that.
Let's go ahead and muscle test and see if it's the right thing for you to do. Head
okay.
Yes, tails no. Okay, so it went tails, that's no response. It landed on heads, that's a yes. Let's roll it again. And it landed on yes, heads, and that's a yes also.
Okay.
So it is a good thing for you to do. And this person is a good man. I do feel that he is a good man.
Yes.
I do feel from his energy that he is a good man. And he has good intentions. I feel that this man is a family man, and
yes.
That he's not so much into the money. He's more into love and unconditional love. I feel that his emotions are a little haywire right now.
Yeah,
that's normal with the planets of what's going on here now.
Okay.
That because in retrograde we're in what we're called planet Venus. Now planet Venus affects a lot of love relationships. It's an emotional
okay.
planet, so it's affecting a lot of emotional baggage. Okay.
Okay. Do you see us having a child together?
What's that?
Do you see us have, because we want a daughter together. Do you see that happening?
Oh, yeah, he definitely wants kids, yeah. Yeah, he wants kids.
Do you see it happening with me? Because right now I had my twos tied for, almost 10 years now. And they've been cut and burned. So I want to know, is that even possible or not possible?
You're going to have a really hard time having kids. But I'm not going to say nothing is not possible, but you just have some blockages in your DNA that don't allow you to have children right now.
Okay.
Now, if we unlock that in your DNA, then it will be up to God to have children or not.
Okay.
But this is also your free will also. So if you tell God and you say, hey, God, I'd like to have children, and we unlock it into your DNA so that you can have children, then it's going to make it much more easier for God to intervene. Does that kind of make sense? Instead of pushing God out of the way.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I just want to share something.
God.
Yeah. I'm listening.
I wanted to share something that me and my wife, I went 10 years without having any kids. And then on the 10th year, that's when me and my wife found out that she was pregnant and then we were going to have twins.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, Adrian's very right. You know, if God wants his children to be born, you know, they're going to happen no matter what.
Okay.
Okay, so just allow, you know, God to, you know, guide you. And right now I'm getting a message from my God. Richie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I feel that you should have a prayer for her to help her, in her, relationship, and to have, these children, come into their lives.
Yeah.
Once they're married.
Yes. Would you want to have a prayer, ma'am, for this, for having children, or this is something you really want?
Yeah, I just want a daughter. That's it.
Yeah.
I already got three boys.
God has a meaning for everybody, and he's, he wants you to have children, raise them up with him,
okay.
And the loving family. First, I'd like to, if you don't mind, from the Bible here of Luke 11:4, it says, I say unto you, ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and you shall find it, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asketh receiveth, that he seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So which means that any time when you pray and ask for God for children, that God answers you, and he wants to give you, children, and he wants you to raise them up and to know him. Let's have a prayer for you right now. What's your name? I'm sorry?
Tasha.
Tasha? Okay, Tasha. Do you mind if I have a prayer for you?
Yes, I don't mind.
Okay, Tasha, let's have a prayer for you. Father, we come tonight for Tasha, your child, that please help her have children, Father, that you can have her receive a child, Father, and to raise them up with you, Father, and for a loving family. Also for the relationship that she's in right now, Father, that to build a stronger together and all of her family, her loved ones. Father, we ask if you could please give her a beautiful child that she can, hold and love and with unconditional love. And to reach him up to you, Father, and to bless her with health and strength, Father, and for lighten into her spirit, Father, for that unconditional love that you who you are, to lighten up her heart. To please help her through finances and help her through any type of depressions, anything that she's going through, Father. We ask in your name, Father, Lord Jesus, to please shine your light upon her and to help Tasha and for her family and all her loved ones. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank you, Rich. Rich,
you're
for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Tasha.
But we're sort of limited on our time, and we do need to move on to the next caller now.
Okay. Thank you.
And we thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank
and,
you, Tasha.
You have a good night.
You too.
Hold for just 1 minute. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Adrian, do you have any other messages right now?
I just wanted to mention that there is the story that goes behind all that. I'm sure that if we were to roll the story cues and we had a little more time to go into that, then we could tap into some really cool stuff. What's preventing her from having children.
Adrian, I'm back. Let's go ahead and invite the next caller from the 505 area. 505, you're on the air. Hello. 505, are you there? Hello.
Yeah. Get a new cover. Need another cover so you can get warm.
Hello, this is area code 505. You're on the air.
Yeah.
We're getting a weak connection on that, and Richie, is there any other messages that you want to share?
Can you hear me? Huh? Can you hear me?
Richie, are you there?
Not at the moment. Maybe at the moment I'll come up with some, with some stuff to say. But not at this moment. I'm sorry.
Adrian, we're having a little difficulty. Is there anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to share that I think that with all these great tools that we have, we're kind of hitting nail on the head, and I think that's why we're getting a lot of static, because we're on the right page. The dark side does tend to do that once in a while, and I think it's because we're on the right page that we're spreading the light. We're getting the information out, and that's the most important thing. And there's always interference. There's always going to be some kind of interference that's going to stop us from getting the word out. And we just have to pray, have Richie pray that there won't be interference tonight. If we still have a little time, I'd like to have Richie say a little prayer about interference, if that's okay, Richie.
Yes, I could say one.
Okay.
Father, we come, God, that we come to you tonight, God, that you could please shine your light on this radio station to give it better interference for those who are seeking you, Father, and for those who are going through things right now, Father, that are trying to get out of the enemy's hands. Father, we ask if you could please shine your light on them and to help them to make a call and for them to have prayer for them, Father, to that they know that they're seeking for that help, Father. And we ask, Jesus, if you could please shine your light upon our brothers and sisters out there to help them, Father, whatever they're going through. And we thank you, and we say this, amen.
Amen, and we thank you for sharing that with us and all our longtime callers and listeners. Let's see if we could invite that last caller. Hopefully there won't be any interference. Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 505 area.
Hello.
505, you're on there.
Hello, good evening, guys.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Jolina from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, wonderful. We welcome you to our show tonight. My name's Roy, and you're talking to Roy, Adrian, and Ritzy. And how can we help you tonight?
I just have a question about the custody situation, with my child. I'm filing an emergency motion here in the next few days here. My son actually almost died Monday. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and he's been sick, for a while, and the emergency made a wrong diagnosis that night, sent us home, and we're back again the following day, and he went to DKA stage, what they call diabetes ketoacidosis. His body was full of acid and sugar just stuck in there, 1,800 sugar blood count. He was nearly dead. A few hours, has gone by, he will be dead. And I would like to know if the court would actually listen to me, that I'd like to see if I can just go get a full custody and just have a visitation with his father, because this has been going on with the custody, and I know his father would not be able to care for him, and he's very responsible. They drink a lot, him and his girlfriend, and I'm worried about that they're not going to be able to care for him during this time.
And where is he living at right now, Dan? With your father?
He lives with me. He has, his visitation is actually limited now for about 2 months now, for 8 hours once a week on Sunday. And that last Sunday that he was taken to the emergency room, the child is already not feeling good. but he took him places, flea market, instead of listening to the child. The child actually begged him if he could just stay home with me, and he refused.
Wow.
Wow.
And how's he been doing, Rick, you know, today? I mean, how is he today?
We were actually discharged Thursday, so we've been home for 2 days now. His sugar is, I mean, it's a lot of work that you have to actually attend the class and hands-on to care for the child. He has not done yet, and he wanted to take him home tomorrow, and I said no. No, until you guys go to...
How old is he?
He's 11.
11, okay.
I'm back on. I had some interference there.
Yeah. Okay. We could hear you, Agent. Hey, what I'm getting right now is, Richie, I feel that you should be doing a prayer for her child
uh-huh.
right now.
Yeah.
Healing.
Yes, and I do feel that pain. I do. I feel that. You know, what he's going through, and, you know, it's the same thing is that, you know, Jesus Christ took our pain for us, and, you know, that he heals the sick, and I do believe that, and you know, you believe that, don't you? Believe that God will heal the sick, and mm-hmm. even your child to, you know, keep him well and to get him back whole again, you know, in strength. And would you like to have prayer tonight for this child?
Absolutely, please. It's his second life, Monday. His name is Nicholas.
What was his name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, yeah, let's have a prayer for him right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight for Nicholas, Father, Father, you know what he's going through right now. You know the pain that he's suffering, Father, that we ask if you could please lift that pain out of Nicholas. You know that he's 11 years old, and you know, Father, that he is that he wants to be well again, to be what he was before, Father. And if you could please put him back together again, Father, to make him whole again, to take the sickness out of his body, Father, Lord Jesus, to bless him. And to bless his mother and his family, Father, that we ask to please give him life as he wants it, Father, on this earth, to brighten his spirit, to take this illness and the sickness out of his body, this negativity that he's supposed to have. Father, I ask to please, if you could please get him back to health again and to heal his spirit and his body. Father, we ask in your holy name, Lord Jesus. We say this in thy son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we thank you, Ritty, and we send our prayers and our wishes, you know, for your son to, you know, recover from this illness. We're getting close to the end of our show, and I want to welcome back all our callers and listeners out there, and join us tomorrow night. And but we'll go ahead and continue until we run out of time. We'll go into record mode in a few minutes. Adrian, is there anything you want to share?
Well, I wanted to share that if anybody would like a longer reading, feel free to call my number at 801-604-1515. And again, that is 801-604-1515. And I'd be happy to give you a full reading with the Story Cube Dice about your life and how we can relate any kind of situations or problems that you might be having. So that way we can kind of give you a little bit bigger picture about your life and how it can relate so much to the stories that we tell ourselves every day, and using our imagination, our creativity, on how far it can take us through our subconscious mind. And I know that a lot of you that are listening on the show do have a very powerful mind, because we're all here, you know, in the same kind of way of thinking. And so you wouldn't call in if you weren't. So I believe that we're all somehow interconnected here on this level, and I think it's wonderful. I just wanted to share that, Roy.
And we thank you, Ethan, for sharing that message with all our callers and listeners. And we just would like to let you know also that, you know, along with, you know, the prayer that, you know, Richie was able to do for you, that we're sort of run out of time tonight, but we, you know, ask that you call us back. And we do have some other tools that we work with, you know, and I feel that your son's going through what we call these emotional blockages in his energy field, and we're able to help to get those cleared with these geomagnetic energy codes that we have, and we'd love to, you know, work with your son on that. And again, we thank you, you know, for joining us on our show. You wanted to ask us? Okay, we might have lost our caller. But again, we're just about out of time, and so we're going to go ahead and end our show. And again, we invite all our listeners to join us tomorrow night, and we thank you, and have a good night.
God bless.
Have a great night.
Thank you for joining us, Richie and Adrian.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good
night.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay.